I had that detention. And so I just told her last night, I said, I just can't talk no 5 or 6 hours now. And so I'm just telling you this. Now, the talk that I'm doing to you, with you, all that talk used to be in the church. I never was called a bad man. Mm-hmm. Never did be out very much in the public and in the crowd, you call them days, you don't remember it, gamblers. Mm-hmm. Gamblers, that was the biggest sport white and black both had in them days, gambling. Mm-hmm. Nice white folks gambled and bad white folks gambled. Mm-hmm. But yet, the races didn't gamble together. There, you see the white people gamble with some what you call in them days popular Negroes, did gamble with them, but they slip around and do it. Mm-hmm. Just like they say, I gambled Fed, or Fed gambled with us last week. Now, such a white folk would say that about me. Mm-hmm. But anybody that low class, they wouldn't gamble with them. Was some Negro they would gamble with. Mm-hmm. In my days coming up, there's some black people I didn't want to fool with. Mm-hmm. And very seldom that the white man in them days wanted to fool with any kind of Negro. And sometimes of the day, I don't much blame them. But I was raised up around white people. Mm-hmm. Raised up around white people. If white people had any pity for the black race, the male and female had it for my mother. If they had any respect at all for a black woman, they had it for her, because we didn't have no daddy. And I don't know why in the early time of my life, my mother wasn't able to, just down on a little farm. But in them days, a cow wasn't nothing to kill while you could get some meat. Your grandmother and grandfather, my mother, I know her to have cows, to have calves, and they'd go out in the woods, out in the rear, and when they come back, them calves would be grown. Mm-hmm. She'd kill one of them to eat them. And always had plenty of milk and butter. Always have. And my grandmother always had plenty of cattle, had cows that she didn't need, because it wasn't worth nothing in them days. And they just grew up and they'd kill a cow. Maybe somebody over here'd kill a cow and bring her some beef. Maybe she'd kill one some other time, catch somebody else with them. And then later on, as I grew up, I'd see her go to the people in the family and bring back raw food. Mm-hmm. And she always had plenty of that, because that kind of food was very cheap in them days when you raised it. Mm-hmm. And never hear tell nobody starving to death. Mm-hmm. The only thing I heard